I am Jamisha Millard, and on today's news story, I'll be shedding some light on the one-week sit-in that took place at the main hall in the Tabaret building of the University of Ottawa. Last week, the Coalition Against Racism Campus, as well as other organizers, came together for a day of action on Friday, December 4th at 1 p.m. until Wednesday, December 9th around 3 p.m. The BIPOC student representatives were not prepared to stay for this long after failing to secure a public meeting with university officials. Once both exams and the holidays are over, organizers promise to come on stronger with their campaign. Here are some of the demands that they've put forward, including the reasons why they will not be meeting with central administration moving forward, and what we can expect from the coalition.
Our first demand is the dissolution of the Action Committee, as we recognize it to be illegitimate and a way for the university to fake genuine consultation with the community. And that is why our first demand is the dissolution of the illegitimate Action Committee. We believe that this Action Committee was made in bad faith, as its goal is to subvert attention from real anti-racism efforts made by the BIPOC community, those who are doing the real groundwork at this university. Demand number two is the creation of an independent anti-racism office at the University of Ottawa. We need a separate office in order to address the issues of anti-Black racism and systemic racism that also affect Indigenous and other racialized students at the University of Ottawa. This center will provide resources, provide training, as well as independent legal counsel for both students and staff to access. Our third demand is for the hiring of a BIPOC anti-racism officer at the University of Ottawa. This individual needs to both be a member of the BIPOC community and also have the lived experience, as well as the academic, as well as the working experience of an individual who has done anti-racism work within the community. For our fourth demand, we want an independent human rights office at the University of Ottawa. This means that we want a human rights office that does not report to President Jacques Frémont or to the Board of Governors. This is because if a student or a staff member faces any form of racism at the University of Ottawa, how can they trust that the human rights office that is directly employed by the University of Ottawa will be able to accurately and fairly handle their case in an unbiased manner? In order to provide full accessibility to justice in issues of racism on campus, we need to ensure that the council that addresses these issues is entirely independent and is not paid and funded by the University of Ottawa, therefore making any cases they handle possibly illegitimate or biased.
Hi folks. So building off the previous mentioned points, where we can see clear examples of anti-racism offices at the University of Toronto and the University of Calgary, we now want to present you with demands 5 and 6, which are a little bit interlinked. Demand 5 calls for the implementation of a clear anti-racism policy. This will outline clear guidelines and procedures to follow, as well as timelines in order to address both clear instances of racism and more ambiguous ones. This will ensure that we won't have past problems that we've seen before, where the university does not take a clear stance on instances of racism and leaves both professors, students, and all members of the community wondering on what's to happen next. Now, building on demand 6, we need the implementation of an anti-racism course. This will address racism as well as microaggressions within the student body and allow for clear dialogue and conversations surrounding anti-racism and decolonization practice to flourish within our university campus, within both an academic setting and at a young age for all our new entering students. Now, building on this, just to add a bit of context, when it comes to the anti-racism course, Carleton and the University of Ottawa both received recommendations from the ARCC to implement this course. However, University of Ottawa has continued to fall behind and lack, and while they continue to give us the runaround and not make any clear contributions to making this course a reality, Carleton has already taken very meaningful steps, including developing a very clear curriculum on how it will take place. We hope that Ottawa U will see this as an example and begin taking our demands seriously. Thank you. Demand 7 is to first reveal the Protection Service budget in good faith to allow different university groups, including professors, staff, and coalitions such as ours, to be able to have meaningful conversations around the reallocation of budgets away from a carceral form of policing towards more productive and safe forms of public safety on campus. Moving forward to demand number 8, this includes funding the Racialized and Indigenous Student Experience Center. This will allow for positions to be funded and allow for students to have the resource and their labor compensated as they continue to do this type of work, working towards anti-racism and decolonization practices on campus. This will also ensure that the university is not implementing further action committees or asking more for BIPOC students, professors, or staff to give their labor and time that is uncompensated and unpaid. We hope that these demands come, and we hope that they come sooner rather than later. We are ready to stay here as long as we can, and we continue to call on support, not only from students, but the community, staff, and other members that care to protect Black, Indigenous, and racialized students on the University of Ottawa campus. Thank you.
Hi, folks. Just want to give you an update from New Racism on why we decided not to attend the Thursday meeting with Jill Scott. There are two clear reasons for us not attending. The first was that we believe the university is taking clear steps in order to stifle transparency. We've said it countless times, we are not here as individuals. New Racism derives power from community engagement and your involvement. Therefore, it'd be unacceptable for us to accept a conversation behind closed doors to discuss how to address anti-Black racism on the University of Ottawa campus. This is a pervasive issue that affects all members of the community, and specifically its Black members. Therefore, we must ensure that these conversations are open in order to create holistic and systemic change. In addition to this, after camping out in the university for over 5 days, and that's 120 hours, we found the university still seemed to be unclear on what the content of the conversation was. We were very clear in our demands and in the hundreds of emails you sent in support calling on Jill Scott and Jack Paymont to address anti-Black racism, and specifically through the methods that we've laid out through our coalition and in works with our communities. However, upon communicating both of these concerns with the university's central administration, we found that they took no clear steps in order to address them and create an environment that will foster true change. For these reasons, we will continue our coalition building, we will continue going stronger, and we will continue to let you be involved in how that change should look. To be a bit specific, we'll be sending emails to the deans of all the faculties, urging them to stand with students and stand with their community and not support the oppressive central administration that we have been combating with. In addition to this, we decided to decline the meeting because we will not shrink ourselves or dilute our demands in order to fit into the oppressive structure that we feel Jacques Fremont, Jill Scott, and the central administration are trying to force us in by dangling a conversation in front of our face. We would like to remind you that we are stronger as a community. We are stronger together, and we will not let ourselves be divided or have our demands be watered down. Real change is what's required, and real change is what we will get. Thank you.
This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.